The people of Japan's beautiful Okinawa are claimed to be the longest living people in the world. Okinawa was once well known for having the highest average lifespan and the most centenarians. Here is a commonly referenced chart on what the composition of their traditional diet is. It says that 12% of their calories come from rice, 7% from wheat, 69% of their calories come from sweet potatoes, about 1% of their calories come from fish, and then less than 1% of their calories come from meat, less than 1% from eggs, less than 1% from dairy. So does anything seem weird about that to you? The traditional diet of the people of the island of Okinawa are apparently only getting 1% of their calories from fish. Did Okinawans live long because they ate a protein-deficient sweet potato-based diet? In 1945, the bloodiest battle of the Pacific took place in Okinawa, Japan. A third of the population died, and due to widespread destruction, which included destruction of the food supplies, a huge number of civilians were left starving and struggled to scrape together an adequate diet after the war. Without much else to eat, many Okinawans relied on a resilient crop for calories, sweet potatoes. 74 years later, in 2019, a BBC article came out titled "A High-Carb Diet May Explain Why Okinawans Live So Long." The article was based on a 2016 study that explained that various experiments found a low-protein, high-carb diet to make lab animals live longer. They claim the Okinawans likely lived so long because the carbohydrate content of their diet was 10 times the protein content, which is remarkably similar to the ratio of those long-living lab animals. They call this 10 to 1 carbs to protein ratio the Okinawan ratio. But as someone who has been to many Okinawan restaurants in Tokyo, as well as restaurants in Okinawa that offer up all sorts of pork dishes, including pig feet and pig ears, this characterization of the diet didn't really make sense to me. Here's the thing. Those researchers deduced the composition of the traditional Okinawan diet based on a single snapshot in time, a data point from 1949. This was only 4 years after the war, which left the Okinawans with barely anything to eat except sweet potatoes. I've heard this Okinawans eat tons of purple sweet potatoes narrative on multiple occasions, usually in support of a plant-based diet. Michael Greger, who is usually the go-to guy for pro-vegan data, presents the narrative in this video of his. He says, quote, "A more accurate representation would be this. If you look at their actual dietary intake, we know what they're eating from the U.S. National Archives because the U.S. military ran Okinawa. And if you look at the traditional diets of more than 2,000 Okinawans, this is how it breaks down. Only 1% of their diet was fish. Less than 1% of their diet was meat, and the same with eggs and dairy. So it was more than 96% plant-based. The Okinawan diet was centered around purple and orange sweet potatoes. How delicious is that?" End quote. So by definition, centenarians live to be over 100 years old. Are we supposed to expect that they ate the same diet for 100 straight years, or even 60 years? Further, should we expect that they would decide to stick to a paltry sweet potato diet that was a product of the destruction of the war? At one point when I was studying at a Japanese university, I ran out of money and was on a shoestring budget until the next scholarship payment came in. I tried to find foods that provided plenty of protein and calories for cheap. So for 3 days, my diet was basically a big carton of milk and a big bag of shelled peanuts. If those same researchers happened upon me at that particular time, maybe there would be a BBC article titled, "A High Peanut, High Milk Diet May Explain This YouTuber's Success." As I've already discussed in another Substack, a low-protein diet is really not a recipe for a long-lived life. In fact, the elderly need much more protein and amino acids than younger people. Several negative health consequences come from the sarcopenia, muscle wasting, that they experience as they get older. And to top it off, it is much harder for them to build muscle because their muscles develop anabolic resistance. And their gut isn't as effective at digesting protein. So animal proteins should be prioritized, as they are considered high-quality proteins because they have more essential amino acids and are more easily digested than plant proteins. Brian Johnson, the so-called rejuvenation athlete who is spending millions of dollars to try and live as long as possible, apparently does not subscribe to this frailty-inducing Okinawan ratio. His carb-to-protein ratio of his diet is about 3 to 2, which is nothing like the so-called Okinawan ratio of 10 to 1. As discussed before, the idea behind lowering protein intake is to lower mTOR activation so you can live longer. But again, tons of things activate mTOR. Those purple sweet potatoes are surely activating mTOR because carbohydrates activate mTOR. It's well known that mTOR is activated by insulin, which is secreted when you eat carbohydrate. Leucine is one of the amino acids said to activate mTOR, but according to this paper, insulin activates mTOR at least as much as leucine. On that note, Brian Johnson supplements every morning with the specific amino acids that Dr. David Sinclair says would need to be limited to make you live longer by preventing mTOR activation. So here's the thing about the Okinawan centenarians. It's very doubtful that their diet throughout their life revolved around purple sweet potatoes, except for the few years right after the war when they were still struggling to get enough to eat. As the Okinawan Prefectural website says, Okinawan food begins and ends with pork. Go to any Okinawan restaurant and it will be filled with pork dishes, including things like pig ears and pig feet. Historically, Okinawans prided themselves on their massive pork population, which reached 110,000 pigs, that is one pig for every six people, before World War II. The devastation of the war decimated the pig population, cutting it down almost 90% to just 14,000 pigs. In fact, there was a memorial called the Pigs That Came Across the Sea, commemorating the Hawaiians' generous contribution of 550 pigs to help rebuild the pig population in Okinawa. Kids do school reports on this event, and there was even an Okinawan musical about the pigs that saved Okinawa. Just 14 years after the war, the Okinawan pig population surpassed its previous high, reaching 142,000 in 1960. Again, restricting protein leads to frailty. Eating more protein allows for greater preservation of muscle mass. A 2022 meta-analysis, including 57 different studies, found that muscle wasting was associated with a significantly higher risk of death. It's well known that having more muscle mass generally makes people live longer. This paper establishes muscle mass as an independent predictor of survival. In fact, in 2005, Okinawa went from the number one longest lived prefecture to the number 26. Okinawan doctor Nobuyuki Watanabe claims that the secret to Okinawans' health in the past was their valuing pork and eating all parts of the pig, with some dishes even including pig blood. He claims that this was the reason they lived longer than the rest of Japan, and says that now Okinawans eat far too many carbohydrates. Dr. Shunsuke Matsuzaki pointed out in his 1992 book that it's kind of weird to focus just on Okinawa, since all of Japan is very long-lived. He specifically points out that the reason the Japanese came to live so long was because their diet slowly incorporated more and more animal protein as they recovered after the war, reaching 13 times the amount of animal protein before the war. He says a low-protein diet is a recipe for an early death. He points out that if you compare the longest-lived prefecture in Japan to the shortest-lived, you'll see that the longest-lived ate much more protein. Further, he says that the reason the Okinawans live so long is their valuing of pork, which bumped their animal protein intake up to 90 grams a day compared to Japan's overall average of just 70 to 80 grams per day. According to the 2016 book Meat's Health Power, or Shokuniku no Kenko Power, centenarians were eating twice as much fish, meat, and eggs and soy protein than the average person over age 20. Again, protein quality is important. As discussed in my Protein is Not Protein video, animal proteins all reach the high quality protein ranking because they have less of each amino acid in a worse balance and they are less well digested. Further, the elderly experience a decline in stomach acid, hypochlorohydria, which means it is also harder for them to digest protein in general, so protein quality becomes even more important for them. Dr. Shunichi Kimura wrote in his 1988 book, Meat and Health, that Okinawan people eat a ton of protein. He was doing a survey of 100-year-old Okinawans and said that the 100-year-old Okinawans are eating three times more pork than the Tohoku region where Kimura is from. A 1992 study out of the Tokyo Metropolitan Institute of Gerontology came to a complete opposite conclusion to that in 2019 BBC headline saying that Okinawans lived long because of carbs, which again was based on that 1949 data point. The 1992 study showed that the Japanese people that lived the longest ate more protein and less carbohydrate. In specific, they ate much more animal protein. 94 Japanese centenarians ate a higher proportion of animal protein to total proteins than average. Looking at 422 Japanese people over a 10-year period, those that ate more eggs, milk, fish, and meat lived longer. They specifically note that people from Okinawa, the longest-lived prefecture at the time, ate much more protein and fat and less carbohydrate than the shortest-lived prefecture, Akita. While serum albumin isn't the strongest marker for total protein intake, there's data suggesting it is a good marker for animal protein intake. The elderly from the high longevity Okinawa had much higher serum albumin than people from Akita, the prefecture with comparatively low longevity. The author of the earlier mentioned book, Meat's Health Power, said that his research in the Akita prefecture found that milk, but more so red meat, would raise albumin. He says that the likelihood of living to 70 lowers as your albumin lowers. Then, the lower your albumin, the more likely you are to have dementia and heart disease. Further, he notes that data from Akita, Nagano, Kochi, Fukuoka, and Osaka found that you're more likely to have a stroke the lower your cholesterol is. The 1992 study Nutrition for the Japanese Elderly found that Okinawans had much higher cholesterol. In fact, a 2021 study called this entire Blue Zone diet narrative into question. Their data looking at 175 different populations found that more meat intake was associated with higher life expectancy. Okay, so then why do the Okinawans live so long? Well, there's this Japanese program that investigated the lifestyles of the people in Okinawa's longest-lived village, Ogimi. The program barely spoke about diet. They discussed things like not taking people's independence any more than is necessary. For example, one woman was talking about how having a car was no good because then it depleted her need to walk. Having a lifestyle that requires being active rather than being active because they hear it's healthy for them. In Ogimi, it's normal to grow your own food and eat it, which requires you to get outside and use your muscles to tend to your garden every day. The main thing the program focused on was the importance of community. There are 193 people in Ogimi Village over 90 years old. There are 20 people over 100 years old, and they all hang out in a community. One 104-year-old woman said, "Even though my ears don't work so well, just seeing people's faces gives me a drive to live." Also, even when people go to the corner store, there's a chair next to the register so they can sit down and chat. Sometimes a single purchase turns into a 30-minute chat. There are a lot of tables and chairs set up throughout the village so that people can engage in what they call yuntaku. In Okinawan dialect, yuntaku just means connection through chilling and chatting. So what's really important is having a role and being needed. Another word that showed up in the program is yuimaru. Yuimaru is basically the culture of helping others, but also relying on each other. Professor of Regional Development Studies at Ryukyu University in Okinawa, Masashi Arakawa, says that it is very important to have a role in the community until the end of their lives. A role indicates that people require what you have to offer, that you can participate in yuimaru, and through this you can satisfy the natural desire to be recognized as part of the community. Also, having a role usually means you need to be active. If one of the things that Chio-san's community relies on her for is supplying everyone with citrus fruits, then being active isn't just something that she has to do to be healthy. Being healthy becomes a necessary component of fulfilling her goal of contributing to the community. The program also talks about the grave ills that loneliness can bring, saying that being lonely is probably worse than smoking. In a TED Talk, Robert Waldinger presents the results from the Harvard study of adult development that tracked the lives of men since 1938. What lessons came from the tens of thousands of pages of information on their lifestyles, blood markers, brain scans, and so on? Waldinger says, quote, "The clearest message that we get from this 75-year study is this. Good relationships keep us happy and healthy, period. Social connections are really good for us, and loneliness kills." The last thing about these blue zones like Okinawa is I'd bet living on a beautiful, peaceful island helps a lot with stress reduction.